BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, loads of gossip from yesterday's Teen Awards, including a new toasty tip from Jessie J and something that will make Tiny Temper very happy. Also, more stories from Tinder. Everyone's doing it. How we are the kiss of death for reality TV contestants, and Dan and Phil on Real or No Real, all part of Monday's Scott Mills Daily. All the best bits from the show starting now.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
So, hello, this is Scott. Brilliant time at the Teen Awards yesterday. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Oh, you missed a good one.
Tell me all.
I will. Between now and four. That was really good.
Do you know what I like learning most from you is all the gossip.
Well, on or off air?
Both.
No, it was a really, really good day. Got some exciting news about Tiny Temper and something on this show, which, I mean, if it happens, will be incredible.
I saw you tweet something to him and it made no sense to me. It was almost like one of your late night tweets.
You had to be listening yesterday to Radio 1's official chart, but if you weren't, then some exciting news about Tiny Temper coming up and someone that is on this show quite a lot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So I did the Radio 1 chart show and I spoke to all the performers who were on at the Teen Awards yesterday. So we'll do a little recap of that later. Some really good stuff, actually, from Fall Out Boy and Tiny Temper. And I did go into Jessie's dressing room just after her performance. That outfit, have you seen the outfit yet?
I'm just looking at a picture of it now.
Wow.
What is that on? Is it like animals or?
It's quite impressive. I think it was very tight. So she literally whipped it off as soon as she got back in the dressing room.
So, were you there?
No, I wasn't there when she whipped it off. Like that, I knocked on the door and she was like, "Hang on a minute, getting changed." And then I went in after.
They're very comfortable with you, aren't they?
What, the ladies, pop stars?
The pop stars.
Yeah, I can just wander in and out, really. I mean, I knocked first, obviously.
So cool.
But then, yeah, she was just there chilling out after her performance, telling me that she's going to the gym all the time at the moment. And it's paying off because Taylor Swift comes up to her in the corridor, comes up to Jessie J and goes, "Oh my God, I can't take my eyes off your killer abs."
Really?
If Taylor Swift says you've got killer abs, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had a little chat in the dressing room. Anyone's chat that starts off with,
"Oh my gosh, last night."
You want to know the story, don't you?
100%.
"Oh my gosh, last night."
What do you think it's going to be? What do you think it's going to be?
Oh, I don't know.
"Oh my gosh, last night."
She's going to tell me some amazing gossip?
Yeah, or it would have been a Halloween party or something, wouldn't it? Because it would have been the Saturday night.
No. Here it is.
"Oh my gosh, last night. We invented a new toasty."
Yeah. So,
what happened?
"Oh my gosh, last night. We invented a new toasty."
She invented a new toasty.
Oh, I thought that's what she said.
Now, the thing is with Jessie at the moment, her life is literally being on tour, being on stage. She's 100% focused. She's in the gym all the time, doesn't eat any bad stuff. So when she invents a new toasty, right, this is big news.
"Oh my gosh, last night. We invented a new toasty."
What?
"Banana and lint chocolate."
What?
Honestly, me toasted. And Holly on the bus, we were like, toasty party and toasting machine.
Yeah.
So you put the bread, obviously you got to butter it, put the butter bit down, and then lint chocolate and banana. Woof.
There we are. So exclusive coverage, exclusive access to Jessie J in the dressing room. Lint chocolate and banana toasties. Woof.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, to anybody who is listening from the world of reality TV, I'm guessing you're fearing us quite a lot at the moment after the latest events of the weekend. Because we are the reality TV kiss of death! It's official. So, do you remember a couple of weeks ago I went on to Strictly It Takes Two on BBC Two with my tip for who I wanted to win Strictly Come Dancing this year?
Scott, you've got to choose one of your three ladies.
Oh, God, Deborah.
Deborah, Rachel's going to be so cross with you.
So I said Deborah Meaden to win Strictly Come Dancing. So that was on the Friday. On the Saturday, Deborah was voted off the show.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
And then last week, Rachel Riley off Countdown and The Gadget Show, also on Strictly at the moment, she came in to play innuendo bingo with us.
You are jinxes.
Yeah, we are.
Please don't be my fan.
So she said we were jinxes. And then at the weekend, this happened. Rachel Riley voted off Strictly Come Dancing.
Is there an argument to be said that we did support Vanessa Feltz as well, round about the time that she...
Yes.
I mean, it was. We threw all our support behind her that week.
Which means there's one left. Susanna Reid, you better feel scared right now.
I think we've created this bizarre situation where she's probably begging us not to support her.
Yeah. Should we try and... I reckon we should try and call her and tell her that we're supporting her this week.
She's not going to answer.
Should we try, though? Let's try and call Susanna Reid tomorrow, because she's probably, like, deep in rehearsal today. I know they work really hard on a Monday because they get their new routine. Mm. But let's make sure she knows that we are fully supporting her later this week.
Yeah, or, right? I suppose, whoever we want to support this week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We can take suggestions, we can take requests.
A lot of people going, can you please support Dave? So, yeah, that happened.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Feltz, Mead, and now Riley, all off Strictly Come Dancing. Did you see?
It's crazy, the week that we start supporting them.
Bye. I got so many tweets last night when Rachel got voted off. And then did you see she was tweeting as well?
Yeah,
and then Mead,
it.
Her and Mead were tweeting going, well, something needs to be done about this. They're a curse. Oh, I've got one more thing. Last Friday, guess who we booked to play Innuendo Bingo? We haven't told you this yet. So coming in to play Innuendo Bingo on tomorrow's show. Have a guess, bearing in mind what I've just told you.
Okay. Oh, so you're suggesting it might be, but like this was...
booked before the weekend.
Rachel Riley's dancer?
Nope.
I have to send home is Kingsland Road.
No way!
Actually happened on Friday, that's right. Kingsland Honestly? Road playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45. You couldn't make this up. This is brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, my email's been going off since last week when we talked about Tinder. Loads of people are on this dating thing now. All your mates are on it and you're saying it's changed the way they do dating now.
I've got a group of lab mates who are on this thing when single, and I've got a group of girl mates who are doing this as well.
I know, I was talking to a couple of girls at the weekend that are obsessed with it. And now Gary's working on the show today. Gary, all right?
Hi.
I've literally just signed him up for research purposes.
He's new to the Tinders.
Obviously, he wouldn't be doing this at work normally.
No, I mean, he's not normally doing this at work, but he is like our show guinea pig today.
But we've literally just set up his profile on here.
Yeah. If people don't know how this works, how does it work?
So, basically, it works through your Facebook, I think. So you sign up to it and it shows mutual friends and things like that. You can set kind of the upper age limit of who you're looking for.
Gary,
so
what was your
course
age?
Has gone for 40,
yes.
I think it was, wasn't it? We had a lengthy discussion about the upper age limit.
All right, really? What did he want to go higher?
Well, no, because originally it started with one age, and then I would say, but would you reject someone a year older than that? And he kept saying, no, no, no. And then at that point, I just thought, right, are we going to just kind of cap it there?
Yeah.
He's also, you can also define how many miles the sort of the radius of the search is.
Right.
Which, again, is fascinating.
I like this. You're like this little teacher, aren't you?
He's gone for 7 miles because he hasn't got a car.
Yeah. Obviously, you could broaden that out, Gary, if you had a car.
Yeah.
Can you not drive?
No.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's why
depending
then.
Depending on how successful this is, he's thinking of expanding his horizons. Anyway.
Right.
So you swipe left for no. So a picture pops up, you know, name, age, and a picture of the person there. You swipe left for no and... swipe right for yes.
And then I was saying last week, why isn't there a I would with wine button?
Yeah, there's no middle ground, but there's no middle ground between this. But then what happens is a notification comes up on that person's phone, and then if they match up, a conversation comes up. So Gary, to demonstrate this, I'm going to hold the phone, and you just tell me.
Okay, here we go.
Yes. I don't know which one's which. No. No, she's in face paint. Yes.
No.
Yeah. No.
Why?
Odd mouth. Definite no. Yes.
Why?
I like her name. Yes. No, it's a side shot. Yes.
Why?
She looks fun.
Okay, and that's just, I mean, that's literally like looking at someone for a split second there, isn't it?
No, and we've also signed up Katie, who's working on the show as well, to sort of to give a girl's kind of point of view on how this is all work. I'm fascinated because my mates are coming back with so many funny dating stories that have come about because of this app. And I think it's just making dating a really accessible thing.
Definitely. Helen's been on. She just sent me an email just now saying, you're talking about Tinder. What she finds a little bit difficult to grasp is the trying too hard pictures. So there's this one dude she was talking to last night, and his five pictures were 1, mountain climbing, 2, abseiling, 3, snowboarding, 4, playing polo, and 5, with a group of lads in suits drinking champers.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll never keep up with that. I can't do that. And also, all the conversations that she's struck up so far have been, they've all been like, babe and hun. Mm. Hun, babe. It's like, I don't even know you yet.
But do you know what I'm learning about these dates is...
Don't hun me.
You know, like traditionally you'd go on dates by your group of mates might introduce you to someone.
Yeah.
It's generally quite hard to be able to go on dates. This thing seems to be making dating quite accessible. So people are going on loads of dates. Like my mates, for the first time ever, are genuinely going on quite a lot of dates.
And as we knew from Tap End, that never happened.
Exactly.
I mean, literally, they've got to be so thankful for this.
But Scott, there's some amazing stories coming about because of it. I mean, we might have to bring Tap End back just for one of these dating specials.
Yes, a Tap End Tinder special would be awesome. Listen, if anyone else has got any brilliant dating stories from this app, from Tinder, then let me know. Girls, boys, whoever, please. I want to know. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. You can just tell me the stories. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I feel there's more to be done with this. I feel there's lots more that I need to know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right, so we've got someone on who we're going to call Mrs. X. Hello, Mrs. X.
Hello.
I was going to give you a voice changer, but I can't work it out. But that's fine. Just don't reveal yourself to me. You're just Mrs. X. That's who you are to me, okay?
I'm happy with that. Let's go with Mrs. X.
You've been doing the Tinders, haven't you?
I have been doing the Tinders in a very big way, yes.
Right, how many dates, please?
5 first dates so far. Couple more potentials lined up. But loads of like other dates and stuff.
It's fascinating. So what's your radius?
I said it's like, I think it's like 15 miles.
All right, you've got a car then?
Well, yeah, I do have a car, but I'm never going to drive to see a man. If he wants to see me, he's going to have to drive.
Get it?
Okay, sure.
So have you ever dated so much?
No, I have never ever dated so much as I have since I've been on Tinder, that's for sure.
5 dates in what kind of time scale?
3 weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah,
okay, what have you got for me? What's the weirdest thing that's happened so far, or the best one?
Oh, well, I would say finding my ex-boyfriend, who we'd pretty much just broken up, finding him on Tinder was a bit of a shock.
Yeah, right. but you did just swipe left, didn't you?
Well, I definitely went no. Yeah. Straight away, no. Straight away, go away, no way.
What else?
Would you rather...
What?
So, would you rather? So, this guy, just like several guys actually, a fair few of them, starts a conversation with, oh, what would you rather be, a giraffe with no neck or a rhino with no horn? Or, like, tell me about your weirdest experience to date. I'm like, that's not a way to start a conversation with a girl who you think is attractive.
So, what, the first thing they do is play, would you
rather? Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
It's kind of weird.
That's weird.
But the thing is, I'm not sure what would you suggest if you were to, because you know how this works, Scott, when they both match, this sort of MSN style thing pops up. You then start chatting like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you suggesting that there should be some kind of chat up line?
No. Oh my God, no. Dear Lord, no.
No.
No. Like, mainly guys, because I'm still on it and I'm still regularly using it. Normally it's like, hi, how are you? Yeah, good. Yeah, how are you? And then it's normally, where are you based? Oh, I'm based wherever you are. What do you do for work? And then it's like, don't know. Then it just depends how things flow. Like, I'm not one for like leading the conversation, but I would rather them to be like, hi, how are you? Than, what would you rather be, a caterpillar or a butterfly? Or
playing,
like,
yeah, playing would you rather again. It's like, wow.
It's weird. It's really strange.
Have you been taken out on all the dinners?
Yes, apart from one, we split it. I've had a few really good nights, actually, where they've paid, like, where blokes kindly, very nicely, have paid for all the drinks,
yes!
all the dinner, everything.
Good work.
Mrs. X, I reckon yeah. I might give you a call again at some point.
Do it.
How many more dates you got coming up?
Potentially two later this week.
Right. Awesome, right, okay.
And all right. I'm all over Tinder at the moment, so.
I'll keep your number, X, all right?
Amazing, thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills.
Do you reckon Miley Cyrus was probably the, like, Halloween outfit of the year this year?
Absolutely, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I did see, even on my Facebook, I saw loads of pictures popping up of like, people with foam hands.
So many. And the outfit was widely available.
Yeah.
I may have had a small party at my house the other night, and was there a Miley? Yes, there was. That was an incredible costume.
Yes, yeah, statistically, was Miley the most popular costume?
I want to know if anyone actually managed to pull whilst dressed as Robin Thicke.
that's a great experiment.
Right, if anyone knows anyone that happened to, I mean, the odds can't be that high.
The shame if you pulled someone dressed
Awful.
As Robin Thicke.
And then had to do the walk of shame still dressed as Robin Thicke. That's dark.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are incredible scenes on my Twitter at the moment as various people are sending in pictures of them as actual wrecking balls. Also, Will knows some guy who was dressed as Miley who definitely pulled.
Really?
Yeah, dyed his hair and everything. No Robin Thicke as yet.
No one's admitting to being Robin. People were definitely Robin Thicke on Halloween.
Just awful. You wake up the next morning, head hurts a bit, and you're wearing that stripy costume. Oh. Whoa, why did I go as Robin Thicke? Hello, Jake. That is a very impressive costume you've got there. Thank you for your tweet. My mate went as Miley and I went as the wrecking ball made out of plaster and papier-mâché.
And all the pictures of people who've gone out as Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus that I'm seeing on the Radio 1 Twitter right now, they're all doing the pose. He's standing behind.
Yeah, of course. You have to, don't you, really?
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Tiny Temper. Definitely worth checking out on the Radio 1 website, his set from last night, if you're a fan. I mean, he's always good, but last night, smashed it. Album is out today. He was the last act on at the Teen Awards at Wembley yesterday. And he was telling me on the chart show, which I did yesterday, that he obviously loves still performing Pass Out and Written in the Stars. But when he performs new stuff like that and they know the words, that is just such a buzz for him, which they did last night.
When I looked at the video today of his performance, I think my favourite bit, though, is he does this speech halfway through.
Yes.
And it's like, it's really good.
Yeah.
And you can just hear the crowd go mad for it. And it's so, it is inspiring because he is, you know, really inspiring person.
Totally. And he says some really nice things about Radio 1 and about the teen heroes as well. So,
and it made the performance just seem so much more special and personal.
He's a proper star. Mm. And, right, he got really sweaty in that performance. You've seen the video, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the sweating was on. 10 minutes later, he's in my little studio backstage, smelling so good. And I wanted to actually ask him, you know, like we did that time with Pixie Lott, like, what, like when she said that I was wearing a nice aftershave, and then I told you what it was, right? I wanted to ask him what his scent was, but it's not cool, is it? Can you tell me what you're wearing? But then if I did get him to tell me, I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I don't want it to be shared around.
Was it really good?
It was so good.
But then you're saying this could be the new catnip.
This could be the new catnip. They just can't resist it. So maybe I'm going to ask him next time I see him. It just didn't seem like a
tell
cool
me,
thing
though.
To do. Yeah, well, okay.
Tell me. And
I'll find out. If I find out and it's really good, I won't tell you. Anyway, so yesterday, me and Tanya sat there, we're on the chart show having a chat, and there was a real interesting incident that happened last week when he was doing an interview on Radio 4. Now, before you hear this, I just need to tell you that he is a massive, massive fan of the posh Radio 4 lady from this show, right? So here's what happened.
So basically, I went to do an interview for Radio 4. So,
look at you.
Yeah, I know. Check it. I couldn't say check it on the Radio 4 interview, though. So basically, when I went downstairs, I said, by the way, can I find out who the posh Radio 4 lady is?
You really wanted to meet her, did you?
Yeah, I really, really wanted to meet her. And Yeah, the woman who was interviewing me, I don't want to get her name wrong, but I think it began with a J, like either Jillian or, Jillian, I believe.
Let's call her Jillian.
Yeah, let's call her Jillian. She goes, oh, well, I'm the posh Radio 4 lady. And I was like, I was hysterical. I hugged her. I asked for a picture. And just as I asked for a picture, she gave me that look as in, I don't know what you're talking about anymore. Oh. So then my radio lady, Auntie Tina, had to tell me this is not the PR4L. And she was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. I still said she was a posh Radio 4 lady, but just not the posh Radio 4 lady.
So you tried to style out a bit.
Yeah, I tried to make her feel a bit better about the embarrassing situation. But if you could, Scott, that's my only one favour in the world. I won't ask you for anything else. We need to organise a meeting.
With Tiny Semper and the posh Radio 4 lady?
At some stage.
Do you know what? I can do that for you.
Yeah?
I can make that happen.
Okay, brilliant. All I want is a picture, and all I want is like a joke in that lovely posh voice of hers.
Right, it's your birthday coming up.
It is my birthday. Yeah,
how good would
7th.
That be? Right. I'm arranging it.
Do you know
it.
What?
Shake
done deal.
It. Shake on it.
Even if she can just say a happy birthday on the show in a posh Radio 4 lady voice.
Yeah, he loves her.
That's mad.
Absolutely loves her. Right, and then we came off air, and I played some more songs, and gives me a hug, smelling good again. And he's like, no, seriously, Scott, I really want this to happen. I was like, all right, cool. So his birthday is this week. It's on the 7th. Temper, if you're listening, something for you.
Hello, Mr. Tiny Temper. It's the posh Radio 4 lady here, the real one. I hear that you're a big fan of mine, so I'd like to wish you a very happy birthday for this week. And let's arrange a meet-up soon. You can take me out. I should warn you, I have very expensive tastes. Safe. Lots of love. The PR4L. XX.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is it bad that I think it sounds a bit like the BBC News theme?
I know, the bit where you know you're right. It just needs
boop, 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 you.
Not that again.
Not her. I heard from the Russians. They've been back on.
All right,
now, saying they had a lovely time with us.
I've just remembered something that we haven't talked about off air yet. Did you receive a text from him as well?
From Zahor, or from Meet the Russians?
From Zahor.
Yes, I did. Yes.
In,
why?
In quite sort of broken English.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Nice though.
Saying.
I can't remember exactly what it said. I'll show you in a minute. But the prospects look good. I think we might be seeing them again.
Yeah, I think it was a group text to everybody that he met in the UK.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well, let's compare. If ours is the same, the Meet the Russians video is still on the radio on YouTube when we took a Russian billionaire and his Ukrainian pop star wife to a 99p shop just to see how the other half live. Let's see if they're the same, okay? So we'll both read it out at the same time. Obviously, if they are personal messages to us, then they'll sound different. Okay, have you got your message from him there?
Yes.
Okay, let's read it out after three then and see if it is a group message. One, two, three.
Back in Ukraine. So good to meet you. We'll be doing things together.
Regards, Zahor and Kamalia. Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Dan and Phil coming up with Real or No Real. Skrillex, Lorde, and your fave, Bruno Mars, coming up.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Sweet. Gorilla in the next 15 minutes.
It still cracks me up.
I know. So, two members of the team today have joined Tinder, because Chris is like their little teacher, because all his mates are now on it, so he's like, yeah, it's really good, they're really enjoying it. So, Gary, any matches so far from...
None.
No.
Katie... I must point out, watching him swipe away has been a fascinating thing.
Is that one?
Yeah, it is. 90% of the people he's seen, he's pretty much swiped right on.
As they are.
No matches yet.
That's all right, though. It's early. It's only a couple of hours.
Mm.
Katie's working on the show. Any matches?
No matches yet, Scott. Oh. I think I'm probably being a bit too stern.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Choosy, is it?
Very picky. Probably why I'm single. Mm.
Well, that's the idea of this. I'm getting some incredible stories from this app. I mean, it's changed your mates' lives, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's providing no end of banter.
I'd quite like to get someone on talking about what kind of dates they've had and what happened. There's one that I can't read out at all. But you know, Lydia, you know what you've said on your email.
Yeah, my favourite are all the stories coming in of, you know, the serial daters?
Yeah.
Like, the people who are treating this almost like a sport.
I can't read that out. Because he would be easily identified, wouldn't he? Like, there's that would probably only happen once.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners, I'm such a tease, but I can't read that out. I cannot. Anyway, if maybe if you have been serial dating, like you're getting more dates than ever before because of this Tinder, then you can email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You can't leave like that. Can you at least give a clue? Give me one word.
Can I? What word can I say? I don't want to... Okay, it involves an ear.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan and Phil, hello.
Hello.
Didn't you do well at the Teen Awards?
That was an insane day yesterday. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
Highlights for you, please.
Well, basically, we were lurking backstage in the green room and pouncing on celebrities, which is a big upgrade for us from last year, where we were interviewing One Direction in a corridor next to a toilet, so we actually had chairs and lights.
You had sofas.
Yeah, we had our own sofas.
Light cubes like Jamila felt really important.
I know.
Got to meet Taylor Swift.
That was probably the highlight.
I've not met her.
I couldn't speak because she was so beautiful.
You could literally see Phil just like, I could break down. At any moment right now.
So Dan and Taylor Swift drew each other blindfolded, which was interesting.
The whole idea was that we were going to do the Dan versus Phil challenges we do in our show, but we're going to force celebrities to physically demean themselves. But we didn't want to do anything too physical with Taylor.
Right. Yeah. Well, I saw one of Fallout Boy with a cookie on his face.
Yeah. You can't look attractive when you're trying to balance a cookie on your forehead and get it into your mouth without using your hands.
That's the game. It's impossible.
I did it, though. I did it during the practice. No one believed me. Yeah. And then last night in our show, when we were talking about it, I did it again live on camera. Everyone freaked out.
Yeah. We also made Little Mix eat disgusting jelly beans as well.
I saw that also.
Perry probably hates us.
Yeah.
And Charlotte from the Geordie Shore didn't know what a manatee was, which was also a highlight. We're making her make animal noises, which if you imagine how good that would be, Charlotte from Geordie Shore making animal noises, was that funny? But then Phil was like, do amazed manatee. What's that?
Love her. She's the gift that keeps giving.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Where can we see all this good stuff?
Basically, it's all on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. So if you're a fan of Little Mix, Taylor Swift, Fall Out Boy, or Charlotte from the Geordie Shore, then if you go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel and scroll down to playlists, or just search for each of them, then you can watch the videos we did. But yeah, they're all very funny.
And look out for Dan hugging Taylor Swift as well, because he almost draws on her back.
I almost sharpied her expensive dress.
Before a live X Factor performance?
Yep. That would have been...
It would have been great.
But I didn't, and that's what counts. But it was very close.
Yeah.
You can pause it on the moment.
Was there some security about to step in?
Someone looked like they were about to rugby tackle
me. Oh my God, he's about to draw on her. So today, it's Real or No Real, and it's about some of the artists that performed at yesterday's Teen Awards for Radio 1 at Wembley. Are these real or not?
Tiny Temper was originally going to be known by the name Anger, but opted for the name Temper after looking up Anger in a thesaurus.
Would that be spelled like A-N-G-A-H or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Anger.
Yesterday, when I spoke to Tiny Temper on the chart show, he revealed a big love for the Posh Radio 4 lady.
That was a funny chat.
we're planning to get them together at some point.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, he just wants a message for his birthday, which we've now provided for him.
Easy birthday present.
Really easy. Like, no card, no present, just a message from the PR4L.
So are we claiming that he was originally going to be called Anger, he's looked in the thesaurus, and he's seen Temper and just suddenly gone, I think that's good?
Which is very strange because he's a very docile and peaceful person, so I don't know why he's going for the violent names. Maybe that's the point.
When he was starting out, I was interviewing someone called Anger.
I would be scared. No, I wouldn't want to do that. Maybe it's to make him seem less intimidating.
And he's not intimidating in any way.
Super cool dude.
Smells really good too, as we discussed earlier.
Did you have a cheeky sniff?
Yep, and not only that, I kind of bottled it in terms of asking him what he was wearing.
Oh, smooth.
It's just not cool, is it?
Okay. That's a bit weird.
That's a question. Have you ever seen Tiny Temper angry?
No.
I think he'd be more kind of like, I want to speak to my agent. Kind of angry. Yeah. He wouldn't be like, ugh.
No, he wouldn't be angry. No.
No.
Real or no real? Tiny Temper and a thesaurus?
No real. What?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Really?
Yeah.
Anger.
Anger.
Wow.
Then he put tiny in front just to make it a little bit nicer.
Tiny anger wouldn't have been a big
It doesn't work.
And next.
Teen Awards guests The Vamps decided on the name The Vamps after they all discovered a mutual love for the CBBC TV show Mona the Vampire.
They probably were about six when they formed, weren't
they? This is so real, I reckon.
So real.
So for those of us who don't remember Mona the Vampire. Check the mail. The theme.
Yay, Mona! We know it.
That's so weird.
I didn't like that show because it was basically a bunch of kids that were living in a fantasy world solving crimes. It was really weird. I didn't like it.
When you hear old theme tunes like that and for some reason you know the words. You know it's got lost somewhere inside, like That is weird.
Every time I hear the Arthur theme tune come on, I'm like, yes.
Oh, my word. Arthur was the, yes, the
And I say, the one hey.
Hey.
So, did the Vamps get their name from the Mona the Vampire show?
I don't think that's real. I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying real.
Yeah, I think they were too young when it was made. I'm going to say no real.
Too young. Okay.
That one is no real.
Yeah. No. Okay.
And next.
Icona Pop met at a party hosted by band member Caroline, where they bonded over a love for the fizzy drink that was on offer, giving birth to their band name, Icona Pop.
I do want to know the backstory there after seeing their performance yesterday.
In what way?
Well, just how they met, where they met, why they met.
These two people found each other.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Do you think that I was having this chat with Greg James at length yesterday as we were watching their performance. Do you think from that song, the one song, that they've got all the monies?
Yep.
So do I.
Yeah.
International worldwide hit.
Did they make it?
I don't. But they made it.
It's the kind of thing that's in every advert or promo for everything ever, isn't it?
Massive in America.
Da-na-na. Yep.
I think so. And also, you know that soon it will be on some supermarket or carpet advert.
And that is
on the
it.
Way.
Once you got that.
Uh-huh. Do you think it would have been a completely different story if it was called I Hate It? It wouldn't get half as many endorsements.
Because, I mean, it's not a particularly happy song, is it? Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of... It is, but if it was called I Hate It and about the same things, it would be kind of angry sounding, wouldn't it?
But you can imagine it, can't you? This Christmas, come into Bob's Carpets. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It's going to happen.
So, Icona Pop's name, real or no real?
After a fizzy drink.
After a fizzy drink at a
really
party.
Really cynical today. No real.
I can't imagine the fizzy drink being that significant to name their band after it. So I'm going to say no real as well.
I need points. So I'm going to have to go the other way. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you shocker, Chris. This is awful. They did meet at a party, though.
Okay.
In Sweden.
Wow.
And next.
James Arthur's musical career started at the age of 15 when he was the frontman of progressive experimental rock band Moonlight Drive.
Wow.
Moonlight Drive.
His face screams Moonlight Drive.
Can you imagine James Arthur in a progressive experimental rock band?
Well, I kind of can.
Yeah.
I kind of can. And that's an awful name for a band.
It is terrible.
No, I wouldn't get radio play, would it?
Yeah. Moonlight Drive.
So prog rock with James Arthur. Did it happen?
Well, he was all kind of like dubsteppy, wasn't he, at the X Factor? Because everyone was like, whoa, it's like Adele, but with wob, wob, wob.
Yeah.
Win. Yeah.
I know there's many sides to him, isn't there? I mean, he's a well-accomplished rapper. Like, proper,
he's got the support of people like Charlie Sloth, exactly. Really respect him, you know? Yeah. So, but I mean, he may have dabbled with the progs before.
Isn't he doing a fire in the booth? Isn't
is
that
he?
What Charlie
is
was
is
saying?
Is that happening, really?
Wow. Awesome. Wow.
Tonight? Saturday.
Saturday.
It's like a lullaby then.
Bonus. So, James Arthur, real or no real?
No real. I'm Captain No today. No.
It looks like he's got a lot of secrets behind his eyes. I'm going to say...
What?
Real.
He has got sad eyes.
Yeah. Guys, I've been mean. Chris, what are you saying?
I'm saying real.
He hasn't got sad eyes.
A little bit. Yeah. Like, I'm not comparing him to a cow, but I'm saying, you know when you look at cows... And they've got sad eyes.
This needs to end.
Did you say anyway?
I said no real.
I said real.
I'd like to say congratulations and good luck to James Arthur on his new album.
I think it's
today.
I think it's wicked. I think everything about him is wicked. I'm just saying he's got sad eyes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've completely forgot.
Yeah. I said real.
No.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Would you like to hear Moonlight Drive?
Yeah, please.
That's not James, is it?
No,
that's
way.
Actually James.
Wow.
God, he's got a lot better.
I bet he thought that was over when he deleted his MySpace page.
I got 10, Dan got 20, Phil got 40.
Yes!
Somebody
told me. So those are all the best bits of Monday's show. Tomorrow, the kiss of death for reality TV continues. We booked them on Friday, then they got voted off, but they're still coming in. 1:45, Innuendo Bingo with Kingsland Road. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.